Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, and we have a guest who was instrumental in getting one of the first resolutions passed back in the early 1990s, declaring state sovereignty. He's an American Indian. His name is J.T. Coyote. That's right. That is his nickname, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be joining us coming up in about 2 hours. We'll also have open phones today, and we're going to go over a ton of important news and information, and then I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours this evening with several state representatives joining us from around the country dealing with the state sovereignty issue. So we'll be going over that. This is a big part of the solution, the states declaring sovereignty. Speaking of that, look at this headline. Montana House measure would change gun rules. This is from the Montana News Channel. Firearms manufactured and used in Montana would become exempt from federal regulations under a bill being considered in the Montana House. The State House voted in favor of House Bill 246 in a second reading on Saturday, and the bill could have the effect of releasing Montana gun owners from federal registration requirements. And that's what the instant check really is registration. The gun dealers don't want you to know that. The measures applies to firearms, accessories, and ammunition that are made and sold in the state. The bill sponsor says his proposal is more about states' rights than about gun rights. Well, it all ties together. So another example of the states saying no, no, no. The states can also be tools of the feds, and by extension, tools of the globalist. Because many states are not declaring sovereignty or defending the republic. They are actually selling out through menialization to the United Nations and other international organizations, private corporations. They are helping the feds bring in tyranny and are willing accomplices aiding and abetting this high treason. So we'll go over that report as well. Also, some new developments with the 9/11 truther that was killed aboard the plane that crashed last Thursday night in Buffalo. The aircraft had been out of autopilot, but then switched back into autopilot. And they have a lot of different onboard systems now in many aircraft where the government itself can dial in and take control of the aircraft. That's on record through the autopilot. So very, very suspicious. They would not be coming in for a landing. They switch out of autopilot generally about 100 miles out from their destination. Because 100 miles is only about 20 minutes on average, 15 minutes flying in, depending on the headwinds or tailwinds. Dallas is 170 miles away from Austin, Texas, and you fly up there in 25 minutes, to give you an example, from Austin, Texas. Houston's 170 miles as well, and it takes about 25 minutes. But 10 miles out, autopilot was engaged, and the plane went down to the ground. So we'll get into that as well. Some of the other news I'm going to cover. Federal obligations exceed world gross domestic product. Does 5.5 trillion. Terrify anyone yet? 65.5 trillion. That's only what's due today, not the true obligations. We're talking over 1,000 trillion conservatively, all created by fiat. They will bankrupt the world, the international bankers, and then claim we all owe this fiat money to them. Nice work if you can get it. That's just some of what's coming up after this quick break. Jam-packed transmission. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to open the phones up in this first hour and in the second hour, as well as the third and the fourth today. We only have one guest joining us, continuing our ongoing series dealing with the states rebelling against the criminal activities of the federal government, which is no longer a federal government. It is completely a privately owned subsidiary now of offshore criminal banks. So that is coming up. With one of the people that was first involved setting the bushfires in the minds of men and women back in the early 1990s and was the legislative aide. And we did check into this and confirm that that was the case. He called in last week as a caller. He's also one of the moderators on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. And indeed, it was Colorado first in 94 that passed a law declaring states' rights against the feds, and that's still on the books. And so we wanted to get him on to go back to the roots of the current upswing in 10th Amendment Declaration of Liberties, or what you could call the second peaceful American Revolution. At least we're attempting that right now. All right, let's go ahead and get into the news that I have here. Federal obligations exceed world GDP. Does $65.5 trillion terrify anyone yet? By Dr. Jerome Corsi. As the Obama administration pushes through Congress its $800 billion deficit spending economic stimulus plan, the American public is largely unaware that the true deficit of the federal government already is measured in trillions of dollars. And in fact, the $65.5 trillion in total obligations exceeds the gross domestic product of the world. The entire United States GDP is like $13 trillion a year. And the private offshore banks have already stolen, according to Bloomberg Now, $9.7 trillion is now the amount of the bailout. We finally got some new numbers. Meanwhile, what are governments up to? This is out of the New York Post. The governor's high pay Chrissy. Staffers get secret raises amid freeze. Yeah, that's like Obama saying, I'm really against the bailout we've had, and it's really terrible, the banker bailout, and they've stolen some of the money, and we're gonna put caps on their salaries. Of course, all the big companies are exempt, and if future companies take any money, it's an honor system, and there's no enforcement clause. Meanwhile, all over the country, you notice they're raising hundreds and hundreds of new taxes in some states, like 84 new taxes in New York State alone, but hundreds nationwide and growing. No one has an accurate number. We just know it's in the hundreds and growing. And suddenly you just see police everywhere. Everywhere I go, I just see police. I've been in other states as of late, and you just see police literally every half mile, every 2 miles, writing tickets, out there squeezing the public for more and more money that doesn't exist. And is government going to shrink its size? No, they're going to expand. Oh, you don't have the money. Well, how about a jackboot stomp you in the face then? Albany Governor Patterson has secretly granted raises of as much as 46%. Oh, boy, most Americans have lost their jobs or gotten big pay cuts, but not if you're in government. 46% pay raise to more than a dozen staffers at a time when he has asked 130,000 state workers to give up 3% pay hikes because of the state's fiscal crisis. The Post has learned the startling pay hikes, costing about $250,000 annually, were granted after the governor's emergency declaration in August of a looming fiscal crisis that required the state to cut spending and impose a hard hiring freeze. Now, the media will report on these little corruptions, but this is nothing compared to, again, what the private offshore banks are doing, bringing the nation into receivership. Here's another one out of New York. Adult download tax proposal awaits climax in Albany. Now, they have other bills in there right now to tax internet downloads, movie downloads, video game downloads, so everything. But they know how to propose it to the public. Whereas the bills say they're going to tax everything online, shopping carts, you name it. And we have previous articles admitting that. They're selling it to the public to stop porn. You know, that evil porn, it's a vice. So let us build the bureaucracy to tax everything. In fact, the bills actually do tax much of the internet and most of the sales and things that go on there. It's just that they're going to advertise that it's porn. People are like, well, go ahead and tax porn. And then that brings in the grid to track everything that's going on the web all over the country and the world through New York as other states adopt and force registration, tracking, taxation, total control. By the way, the New York Times has come out today. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And has, and in fact, guys, I thought that was in my stack. Will you guys go to InfoWars.com for me in the top stories up there and get me the one with the New York Times calls for internet too? I noticed it wasn't in my stack. Thank you. I hit print this morning, but it didn't print. Adult download tax proposal awaits climax in Albany. Oh, and there's a little pun there about climaxing. This is the best tax you ever had. A state proposal to add a 4% tax for downloading movies and music will also apply to internet porn. See, they admit in the first line, oh, this is actually all music and movies, and this creates the taxing grid. Now they'll stick the tax police on you if you're caught downloading any movies. Even if somebody wants to give them to you for free, doesn't matter, it's got to be taxed. Governor Patterson recently suggested the so-called iPod tax to help close a $15 million budget deficit, but few realize the levy would also apply to XXX rated material. The skin industry denounced the move as a cheap political stunt. The last thing any of us need is an additional tax, said Stephen Hirsch, CEO of Vivid Entertainment Group, a self-proclaimed king of porn. These are very difficult times, and nobody can afford to lose even one customer. The new tax technically isn't a sin tax, since it applies to all digitally delivered entertainment services. But see, they've got the phony churches on the government payroll out all over the country. There's a bunch of states trying to pass this, and the feds have written the laws, and different international bodies standardize things, and then they have them pass it. Europe's trying the same thing. And then they advertise, what, you're not for porn, are you? But it's a tax on everything. And even if it was just a tax on porn, which it isn't, it sets up the bureaucracy, the grid, and sets the precedent. It would also apply to businesses located in New York State, leaving some to wonder if companies would relocate to avoid the tax. It always starts like that. But take Apple Computers. They have different states have a sales tax on that. But you buy it out of state, they still charge you the sales tax and collect it for the government and give it to them, you know, to the particular government. And there's no law. They just do it. See, this is how the bureaucracy operates. When the tourists come, they come to us to buy things. We want to bring people here. We will make money, which is good for everyone, the manager said. A cashier at World of DVD in Times Square in business has said, business has been falling during the past year. Customers already say they have no money. Well, it doesn't matter. Government can't stop. It only grows. It doesn't have a business cycle. It just grows and grows and grows and takes the majority of the money and offshores it to its banker masters and owners. Here's another one. If you look at the Oregon bills, they have a whole gaggle of them that they've introduced, but the one that's getting the attention is a beer tax. A lot of people don't drink beer, so they say, eh, I'm for it. And they'll always threaten you with another tax. They go, well, we're going to have a expansion of sales tax, or we're going to have an expansion of property tax if you don't do this, so you better go along with this tax. Then the next year they pass the tax they threatened you with the last one with. Proposed 1,900% beer tax hike. This is from KGW TV. Lawmakers say tax will help budget. Brewers warn of lost jobs. Five Oregon state lawmakers want to impose a hefty tax on beer and have introduced a bill that brewers say would cripple them. Four Portland legislators joined a Springfield senator to introduce Oregon House Bill 2461, which would impose a $49.61 tax on each barrel of beer produced by Oregon brewers. And then a bunch of idiots, I've seen them saying, well, so what? I don't buy barrels. I don't buy kegs. No, no, that's the unit measurement used in taxation. You will pay per bottle, dimwit. The tax would raise revenue for the state at a time when budgets are running in the red. Specifically, the bill says it would fund prevention, treatment, and recovery programs for those addicted to alcohol and other substances. Yeah, like they said, they were going to have lottery in, you know, all the major states to fund education funds, and it ends up the mobs running it, and they don't give the money to education, and all it does is a tax on the ignorant and the poor. So many times I try to go in a gas station to pay for gas or buy some cookies or something, and there's all these people lined up just desperately on Friday after they get their paychecks just buying lottery. I got to make it big. I got to get $1 million. It's this get-rich-quick. It's this delusional, magical thinking. Same thing that people think Barack Obama's going to save them or George Bush was going to save them. It's delusion. You're always waiting for the next thing to get suckered on. The tax would raise revenue for the state at a time when budgets are running in the red. Specifically, the bill says it would fund prevention, treatment, and recovery. It also defends the tax by claiming alcoholism and untreated substance abuse cost the state $4.15 billion in lost earnings, as well as more than $8 million in health care. See, that's the socialism. People drinking costs a lot of money to taxpayers. What about the illegal aliens? They dwarf all that combined. Oh, well, don't talk about that and their costs. No, no. Brewers say it isn't the low tax that makes Oregon such an alternative business climate for crafting beers. They say it is the low tax. All right, we'll be right back. Well, government's got to kill every industry. And that's what they do. They've got to control everything.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 16, 2009, the overseas gold market is at $943. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $970.02, $485.01 for the half ounce, and $242.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $970.02, $485.01, and $242.51.
We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number 4L.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Back live. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play the audio from a couple of YouTube clips where people are criticizing myself and others. One guy says that I'm making up spider goats. I mean, this has happened hundreds of times. I get up here and I talk about cross-species, genetically modified organisms, part pig, part human, part monkey, part human, part ape, part human, part goat, part spider for body armor. You know, that's been in the news for now 10 years. And that's why people think I'm a liar, because they're uninformed and they really believe I'm lying about this on air. So I thought I'd pull up some news articles, read those on air for people, and then, you know, just play a clip. Another guy is basically rebuking myself, Mark Dice, and others, saying that we never talk about the Bible or the Luciferian elements of the New World Order. That's not true. But I'm not playing this because I'm being criticized. I'm playing this because I see this type of mindset over and over again with people when they approach knowledge. So that is coming up. Your phone calls are also coming up in the next segment. Okay, so I just got into how all over the country, different states are erecting or trying to pass hundreds of new taxes. And they're on the few industries left. And they will come out with taxes on production and say it's for porn or say it's for beer. But then when you read between the lines and the fine print, you find out that it's taxes across the board. In fact, in the last few days, I've seen five different Obama administration officials, cabinet members, and some U.S. senators come out and say, we've got to have a carbon tax for the government shortfall. And then they admit they're going to tax your cars, your houses, your air conditioners, your water, cows, sheep, pigs. They want a steak tax, so they're going to tax the farmer, the rancher, but then they're going to tax you when you eat hamburger, when you eat steak, when you eat any meat. I mean, folks, this carbon tax business is hundreds and hundreds of taxes. So we're going to go over that as well. But speaking of Internet, too, in the last 6 years, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, in my direction, have done deep research on Internet, too, and written detailed articles, some of which have gotten national attention, and people still have trouble believing our claims, even when we link to the government announcements, to the university announcements, and to the consortium of European and Anglo-American governments, the U.S., Canada, England, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, France. And they have Internet 2 consortium meetings every month, but they have big ones, big conventions once a year, and they always announce at the beginning, it's their catchphrase, the Internet is dead, and then they all hooray and cheer. And for at least 7 years, we learned about it about 5-6 years ago, they met right here in Austin 3 years ago, they are building the new Internet. And they're allowing the old Internet to be shut down and fail, and they're preparing to force everyone onto it. Within 2 years is what they say. And now the net neutrality is being blocked, net taxation is beginning, net registration is beginning, federal and international courts are ruling, you have no anonymity when you're surfing. And so it's an entire cocktail or group of programs that will incrementally kill the Internet as we know it. Now, this is violently unpopular. The people are extremely upset worldwide by this when they learn of just pieces of it. But because it's to be phased in incrementally, the plan is going to succeed right now unless people get the big picture. I mean, even, quote, anti-net neutrality or groups that are for net neutrality, they're anti non-net neutrality, even the, quote, consortiums that study this and, quote, fight against it, don't seem to get the big picture. And when I do videos about it and break it down, people are still in denial. This is the New York Times today. And it says, New York Times calls for Internet 2. We're going to go over this report after the break and then get to your phone calls. But they are shutting down the web. They basically have to, or we're going to kick their hind ends. You know, they've tried to counter our information war with lives, and it doesn't work in the info war.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words.
But that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the better all is saved. They could have had him any day. They only let him slip away.
I Out of kindness, I suppose.
Out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dusty poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. Day they laid poor poncho low. Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go.
Ain't nobody knows.
Ain't nobody knows. All the better.
Do we need a new internet? Here it is in the New York Times as they introduce the end of the web to the slaves. Because they're nearing completion of Internet 2. We'll cover it when the song is done.
Out of kindness, I suppose.
It's hard to play a little bit of this song and not let Merle Haggard have the end here. I don't know whose voice I like better, Merle Haggard or Waylon Jennings.
There's this quiet Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. To save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
Back live.
Only let him go so.
Remember, they announce the FEMA camps after they've already built them, already prepared the police and military to go along with it, and the secret arrest of the American people and martial law. And it's the same thing with killing the internet. Now they're announcing Internet 2. That means they're preparing to move ahead with it, and they are moving ahead with it, ending net neutrality, taxing the internet, building a new internet, not upkeeping the major grids that allowed the real internet to operate. Now, when they have their meetings every year, Internet 2, with government and private industry, they say it's wonderful. We're going to build the web, let everybody get on board, and then we're just going to shut down the old web and force everyone into a few thousand websites we control. Then there won't be an Infowars.com or a PrisonPlanet.com or a JonesReport.com or your website. You will have a sub-site just like you do on MySpace or just like you do on Facebook or YouTube, and they can delete you, they can censor you, they can control you. Here's an example. We let about 500 people on average, some weeks it's more, some less, new members into our MySpace account, MySpace/InfoWarrior. Doesn't matter. Our number just keeps dropping. It was up at 60,000. It's down at 50,000 now. It's actually growing. They don't care. It's shut down. They don't let us send out most of our bulletins. So I have a MySpace account, but it's becoming basically worthless. Many hotels, many government buildings, many university computer systems and libraries, many governments, many countries, many wireless systems that, quote, governments offer for free. You can't go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are on the list of banned websites. And don't think that Yahoo and Google and Microsoft don't know how to do this. They already run the censorship for China and other nations. They built the architecture for the communist Chinese. And so that's what they're setting up here. They're now incrementally. The analogy of how they're shutting the web down is like the HAL 9000 in 2001, A Space Odyssey, when the astronaut goes into the control bay and he's turning HAL off one memory cell at a time. And he turns one off of the first 100 or so memory cubes, and he says, "Dave, don't do that. Let's talk, Dave." "No, Dave. I'm afraid, Dave." I'm afraid. They've already turned off about 20 of them. They're moving down. The public doesn't know. They're shutting the old web off, and it's starting to say, Dave, you don't need to do that. And so they're shutting it down right now. Do we need a new internet? 2 decades ago, a 23-year-old Cornell University graduate student brought the internet to its knees with a simple software program that skipped from computer to computer at blinding speed, thoroughly clogging the then tiny network in a space of a few hours. The program was intended to be a digital Kilroy, was here, just a bit of cybernetic fungus that would unobtrusively wander the net. However, the programmer error turned it into a harbinger, heralding the arrival of a darker cyberspace. And it's turned out the government industry writes most of the big viruses. More of a mirror for all of the chaos and conflict of the physical world than a utopia refuge from it. The mainstream media always demonizes the internet and talks about how dangerous and evil and bad it is. Since then, things have gotten much, much worse. Oh, it's so terrible on the internet. The only thing that kept our economy going after what happened in the 90s. Bad enough that there is a growing belief among engineers and security experts that internet security and privacy have become so maddeningly elusive that the only way to fix the problem is to start over. They're always advertising how the web is dangerous, how you get ripped off on the web. I've seen the federal statistics. Close to 90% of credit card fraud is people inside banks and institutions and government selling people's data. I mean, they have thefts all the time of a million names and addresses and social security numbers, or Bank of America, 3 million. People go inside. It's like a bank robbery. They put millions of names on one disk, inside job. They then sell it to foreign nations, Russia, India, Nigeria. They allow people to sit there and legally engage in crime from overseas. Then they use the web to carry it out. It's like the government's now making all the passports have RFID, a bunch of different driver's licenses have radio frequency identification devices, and now it's admitted in the news, but never nationally, that people are driving around with readers, and in minutes in a major city can get hundreds of names and social security numbers, and are using that for fraud. Does the government care? No. The worse the identity theft gets, the more control they'll call for with biometric access to your data. Oh, you got a thumbprint or face scan now to use your card because there's so much identity theft. What a new internet might look like is still widely debated. That's not true. They've already built it. But one alternative would, in effect, create a gated community. I want Paul Watson to do I Told You So article and pull up that four-year-old story he did about MySpace as the Trojan horse of net censorship. Listen to this. A gated community where users would give up their anonymity and certain freedoms in return for safety. Oh, safety granted by the government. Today, that is already the case for many corporate and governmental internet users. Yeah, you have the safety to not see Infowars.com. Keep your mind safe. As a new and more secure network becomes widely adopted. Remember how they said put all your money in 401ks because the government would keep it safe? And now they're stolen, what, more than half your value? They'll take it all before they're done. Oh, they got something safe for you. Where users would give up their anonymity and certain freedoms in return for safety. Give up your liberty for security. What did the founders say about that? You'll get neither liberty nor security doing that. Today, there is already the case for many corporate and government internet users. As a new and more secure network becomes widely adopted, the current internet might end up as the bad neighborhood of cyberspace. No, they say that once they get about 30% of people to sign up for Internet 2, they're just going to shut down the old web. Remember like 5 years ago when Level 3 and Cogent, just two medium-sized backbone peer-to-peer systems, had a fight with each other and over a third of the web was inaccessible? They just punch a few buttons, it's gone, okay? You would enter at your own risk and keep an eye over your shoulder while you were there. What does this mean? You would keep an eye over your shoulder. Oh, my goodness. Unless we're willing to rethink today's internet, says Nick McCowan, a Stanford engineer involved in building the new internet. Oh, building the new internet. We're just waiting for a series of public catastrophes. That was driven home late last year when a malicious software program thought to have been unleashed by a criminal gang in Eastern Europe suddenly appeared after easily sidestepping the world's best cyber defenses. Folks, they've built the Microsoft operating system that most of the internet and the web and your computer is based on with government backdoors into all of it, and that's what's allowed all this to happen. And they know that and brag about it. It's very funny. Known as Conficker, it quickly infected more than 12 million computers, ravaging everything from computer systems at a surgical ward in England to the computer networks of a French military. That's a bunch of baloney. The military has their networks off system. What, some of the stuff the troops used in their barracks got messed up? Conflicker remains a ticking time bomb. Oh. It now has the power to lash together those infected computers into a vast supercomputer called a bonnet that can be controlled clandestinely by its creators. What comes next remains a puzzle. You know, that was just the Russians, many experts say, tying in to the surveillance net that the NSA and NORTHCOM are using the internet for that they designed. Well, you don't think the Chinese and the Russians don't know it's designed to surveil everybody? The worldwide wiretap, as it's called by them? Conficker would be used as the world's most powerful spam engine, perhaps to distribute software programs to trick computer users into purchasing fake antivirus protection. Oh, no. Or, much worse, it might also be used to shut off entire sections of the Internet. But whatever happens, Conficker has demonstrated the Internet remains highly vulnerable to a concerted attack. And we know the globalists that ran the false flag attack at 9/11 and have ran the false implosion of the banking system to bring in their world government. We know they're the main culprits. Most hackers are actually fighting them. You know, they act like hackers are running around attacking and robbing and stealing. No, that's the government people and the organized crime. Real hackers, I'd say 95% of them, are defending free speech all the way to the wall. And we salute them. If you're looking for a digital Pearl Harbor, we now have the Japanese ship steaming towards us on the horizon, said Rick Wesson, the chief executive of Support Intelligence, a computer consulting firm, said recently. The Internet's original designers never foresaw that the academic and military research network they created would one day be the burden of carrying all the world's communications and commerce. There was no one central control point, and its designers wanted to make it possible for every network to exchange data with every other network. Little attention was given to security. Since then, there have been immense efforts to bolt up security with little effect. Total bull. It's a wonderful adventure on the Internet. But they'll make it all sterile with a few thousand sites. Already Time Warner in Texas, Time Warner in Canada is restricting the sites you can go to just a few thousand. That's on record. In many respects, we are probably worse off than we were 20 years ago, said Eugene Sapford. Oh, yes, it's just terrible that we now can surf around and have choices. See, they have to do this because the alternative media is destroying the mainstream propaganda whores. Their market share is imploding. The people have now had a taste of true diversity. The citizen media, citizen reporters are taking over. People are doing real reporting for their local town. They're even making it profitable. Just two or three men or women will set up local news in their small town. People start visiting it. People can go post on message boards about what happened to them at different businesses, which ones they like, which ones they don't. This is a true liberating force greater than Gutenberg's press. Movable type. And I'm sorry, you're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. That's why we have to race, though, to totally get into every corner of the web, ladies and gentlemen, and get our information, the freedom of information, on every platform and dominate those platforms. I mean, good luck keeping my information even out of Internet, too. Good luck. In many respects, we're probably worse off than we were 20 years ago, said Eugene Sapford, the executive director of the Center for Education, Research, and Information Assurance and Security at Purdue University and pioneering Internet security researcher. Because of all the money that has been devoted to patching the current problem rather than investing in the redesign of our infrastructure. Oh, yes, we need to redesign and in their words, have a gated community where you give up your freedoms. That's a quote. Oh, yes. Because of all the money has been devoted to patching the current problem rather than investing in the redesign. That's not true. You're putting it all into the new system and then causing problems. In fact, many computer security researchers view nearly two decades of efforts to patch the existing network as a marginal line approach to defense. That's what the French had against the Germans. No, the Vichy French that controlled most of the upper echelon of the French military stood down. That's what happened. In fact, many computer security researchers view the nearly two decades of efforts to patch the existing network as a marginal line approach to defense. See, that's not true. It's because it is diverse that it's so strong. That's why it's resisted all these attacks, but they don't tell you that. A reference to France's series of fortifications that proved ineffective during World War II. The shortcoming is focusing on such sturdy digital walls that they once are evaded, the attacker has access to all the protected data behind them. Well, you just don't keep your key data on a computer that's hooked to the web. Now, what does Internet 2 do? It makes you put all your data on separate servers, which again gives the government and industry control. Hard on the outside with a soft, chewy center. This is the way many veteran computer security researchers think of such strategies. Despite a thriving global security industry that is projected to reach $79 billion in revenues next year, and the fact that 2002 Microsoft itself began an intense corporate-wide effort to improve the security of its software, Internet security has continued to deteriorate globally. No, it hasn't. This has made a new industry. They're just hijacking the only growth industry we've got that's kept the economy afloat. All right, we'll come back, start going to your phone calls. That's Internet, too. They're coming after your Internet.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
But they let an industry build up, diversify, everybody invest in it, then they just hijack the whole thing. Kind of like we build the roads nationwide with our tax money. Now, President Bush signed an executive order. Obama is continuing the entire program to just, by executive order, make states basically hand over their roads to foreign offshore companies to then slap toll roads on them. It's the same thing. They're just pirates. That's where the real power is in controlling government so that you as a private corporation can pay off government to take over industries you want. Let's go ahead and go to Hannibal in New York. Hannibal, welcome.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from New York, and I've been listening about 2 years. I woke up when I first saw a video from Luke Ludowski when he confronted some guy in YMCA.
Yeah, that was Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yes. Boy, I try to tell some close people to me, and they think I'm crazy about everything that's going on and stuff like that. They say I'm like an occult. And I lost a girlfriend over this.
That's right. Questioning the government is cultic. Trust them. The pension funds aren't being robbed. The foreign banks aren't taking, you know, Newsweek isn't calling for world government run by the banks. They are, but if you read Newsweek and read it to them, it doesn't exist because they like being schmucks. They like being slaves. They've been taught it's cute and fashionable to be an idiot.
Yeah, it's like the Matrix when they tell you try to wake somebody up too late. They do what they can to protect the Matrix. I show them all the evidence and everything, and they still deny it. They do the doublespeak.
Well, you need to not worry about those particular people. Let me guess, you're trying to wake up your friends and family?
Yeah, a lot of them respond.
They don't respect you, sir. They don't respect you. You'll have better luck with people that don't know you.
Yeah, I've had better luck with people. I'm spreading news up here on the east side, Manhattan. Yeah, and I get a good response. Not like when I was
Yeah, just don't waste your time. Hey, don't waste your time. Give your friends and family videos and articles and information and just say, hey, I care about you. See, they think you're trying to show off that you're uppity and smart.
He actually emailed me a remark like that saying I was too smart for her.
I understand their programming. So just say, look, I love you. That's why I'm giving this. Later, you'll understand. And then later, they will. If you bow up to them and try to argue back, they'll get that demonic smile. That's all been programmed. Very complex programming to go into, but they've been they'll get that little smirk. They'll stick their tongue out a little bit, like a little snake, and then giggle. And that's the spirit of weakness and the spirit of enslavement. And just to say, I understand it's scary. Just check it out. And then down the road, they will be abused by the system, and then they'll remember.
Well, actually, they were like somewhat abused by the system, and they still denying it.
That's because they can't admit they were abused, because then they would think they were powerless. See?
Okay.
Do you understand the psychology?
Well, sort of. Yeah.
Look, if I was you, I would just worry about yourself, getting yourself prepared for what's coming and what's already going on, and I would try to reach out to those that care. I would try to, the power of just somebody like you, say, going into an ABC News or a Sean Hannity message board or, you know, into mainline message boards and posting links and saying, hey, what do you think of this story about FEMA camps being built? And then what will happen is they'll have moderators that will say, that's ridiculous. It doesn't exist. But somebody will click the link and go, no, that's a mainstream news story. And then a whole debate will ensue. See, we do to them what they do to us. But instead of coming in with disinfo, lies, and distractions, we come in with info bombs, plant the seed, move on. Plant the seed, move on. The best place is the internet. That's why they're wanting to shut it down. But also, wear a pro-liberty t-shirt. Walk around downtown. You'll meet like-minded people. Then create cadres in your areas. And then expand the physical info war through information spread in the physical plane as well as the internet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.